Listen, Israel, the Lord our God is the one Lord. You shall love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. A friend once asked her psychotherapist, "Do you think unconditional love is possible?" "Between adults?" he replied. "No, I don't think so." "I agree," she said, "but I'd settle for some conditional adult love right now." I think many of us share with my friend and her therapist the belief that we're not capable of unconditional love. Yet we are asked to love God totally and completely. And in the Gospel, Jesus adds that we must also love our neighbors as ourselves. How can we possibly do this? I remember as a child being upset by this Gospel passage, thinking to myself, I mustn't love God at all because I love my parents more than I love God, and I can't stand Mrs. Somerville next door. Had I been sensible enough to share my problem with someone, they doubtless would have assured me that loving my family is both healthy and necessary, and that just because I didn't like Mrs. Somerville didn't mean that I couldn't love God, however imperfectly. God will never abandon us. The risk of abandonment comes from our side, not from God's. In the first reading, Moses is addressing his people before they enter Canaan, the promised land. Canaan of milk and honey fame was a place where other gods were worshipped. And the Israelites, as we know, from time to time tended towards idolatry. And so Moses was wise to remind them that they must remain focused on the one true God and be on guard to reject the idols of the heathens. This warning, of course, is still valid. No milk or honey flows through our streets, but I think we're all aware of how easy it is to allow God to slip away from the center towards the periphery of our lives. Today's Gospel teaches us further about how we can keep a clear focus on God. By this stage in Israel's historical development, the idea of loving only the one true God had well and truly entered Jewish consciousness. Some of the Jewish leaders had concluded that the way to love God totally was to live life according to the rules and regulations laid down in the Torah. The idea was that if you faithfully kept all 613 of those laws, then you could be sure that you were doing the right thing. But as we know from the Gospels, Jesus was far from convinced that obedience to the letter of the law was in and of itself sufficient. The scribe in today's Gospel gives Jesus the chance to proclaim what loving God is all about. Together with and inseparable from love of God must come love of our neighbor. If loving God does not result in loving our neighbor, then that love is illusory. And if loving our neighbor is divorced from loving God, then it risks being a refined form of narcissism. Is it possible to love God unconditionally with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength? Will we ever learn to completely love our neighbors as ourselves? Most probably not. Thankfully, however, we have in our Lord Jesus Christ a high priest, a guide, and an advocate to help us on our journey. So let us now, and in all our prayers, ask Jesus to teach us how to better love God and one another.